Good afternoon. This is the professor, Dr. Ron Daniels, president of the Institute of the Black World 21st Century and distinguished lecturer emeritus from York College, City University of New York, welcoming you to this pre-election day, June 21st, pre-election day edition of Vantage Point here on 99.5 FM. That's WBAI in collaboration with ycradio.org. That's right. The York College radio community is tuned in and ready to rock. Well, today we have a special guest that we hope will be calling in momentarily. We'll see. She's extraordinarily busy. One of the hardest working congresspersons in the United States of, House of Representatives, and that is the Honorable Sheila Jackson Lee, who is the lead sponsor on H.R. 40 and the legislative champion for reparations in the Congress of the United States, but also played a significant role in the Juneteenth legislation. You saw her gaveling it in, as well as the dedication of a monument in Galveston on Sunday. So she has the information. She has it on her schedule. We hope she's going to call in to let us call in to the show, if you will. Before we do that, let me just quickly say that number one, that Delta variant is very dangerous. So we hope that you'll take it seriously. It is far more contagious, far more deadly, far more people getting hospitalized. It is some horrific numbers in terms of young people getting it. So please consult your physician, someone that you trust. And if they recommend it, please get the vaccine, because it really is, if you're vaccinated, you're in relatively good shape. Not as quite as 100%, but you're in the 80%, 75, 80%, 90% tile range. Without it, you're in deep trouble. And so we need people to follow their, obviously, the information, follow the data, and hopefully you can get vaccinated. That would be helpful to all of us, if you will. In addition, we'd like to also continue to inform you about the Community Cares Listening Line. Community Cares Listening Line, a lot of tension going on out there, a lot of anxiety about a number of things. There is some data indicating that, yeah, people, some of these shootings and mass murders, and I mean, people are just, this stuff has been very, very traumatizing. And we got to deal with it. We got to figure out how to treat people. We got to figure out how to de-escalate some of these tensions, and we need to get some of these guns. There are too many guns out there. Having said that, if you're feeling tense and anxious and have problems you need to share, we have some culturally appropriate listeners, people who are willing to just listen to you. And if there's a need to also provide a reference to a service, this is anonymous, nobody will know, and it's confidential. Both of those things are key. We're just here. Community Cares, Institute of the Black World, 21st Century, Community Cares Listening Line, in order for you to tune in. 877-827-6677 is the number to call. 877-827-6677 is the number to call. Again, 877-827-6677. That's the Community Cares Listening Line. By the way, last week's show went over. It was a big hit with Julia Wright. She was so pleased. She sent me a copy of her father's unwritten book, The Man Who Lived Underground. It is supporting the work of the Elaine Legacy Center. Just tremendous show. We may have to rebroadcast that at some point. Now, from our show for today, again, we are waiting to see whether Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee calls in. But, however, what we are planning to do today is listen up. tomorrow, there'll be coverage. You heard the announcement about the coverage, which will be superb here on WBAI, polling places, candidates. But today is a pre-election show, and we want to do what I'm calling really a rapid poll, 30 to 45 seconds with you calling in. And the question is, who is your pick for mayor of New York and why? Who is your pick for mayor and why? The number to call is 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. We're going to start these calls right away. When the Congresswoman calls in, if she's able to call in, we'll just interrupt and do the interview with her on Juneteenth and the impact on reparations, and then we'll come right back to the phones. You are the show for today for all intents and purposes. This is our pre-election snap poll on WBAI. Who is your candidate for mayor and why? And do it in 30 to 45 seconds, less than a minute. I'd like to get as many in as possible. While we're waiting for our first callers, again, the number is 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. Again, who is your pick for mayor and why? Give us the reason. Why are you selecting the person that you are selecting? Now, while we're at it, let me just go through this ranked voting, the do's and don'ts for our audience, and others may call in if they, if I'm misstating, and I don't think I will. Historically, this is what we used to call back in the day instant runoff voting. It is a good reform, by the way. Some people don't understand it, and why are we doing this? In the 2000 election, I think it is, where Bush defeated narrowly Gore, and Ralph Nader was the candidate. The issue here is we used to call it instant runoff voting because in a situation where you have less than 50% lefty, less than 50% in terms of at least for the presidential election, you can go to the second choice. You can go to the second choice. And in this instance, many people, not all, would have voted, at least in the third party category, would have voted for Ralph Nader first, and then they would have voted for Gore second. And when you counted up the votes, therefore, Gore would have been president. The value of instant runoff voting is you can vote for who you really want to, who you really believe in most strongly, right? And don't feel like you're being a spoiler. Well, if you vote for Gore, you know if you vote for Nader, you're going to spoil it for Gore. That's why instant runoff voting is so important. It's a very very powerful tool. So let me just quickly say that in that regard, in New York they have a system where you can vote for up to five candidates. I won't confuse you. There is a situation where you can actually vote for five. It's called a cumulative. Lanny Guinier, that's the name, we'll talk about it some other time. It's called cumulative voting. But that's not cumulative voting. This is not what we have. You can vote up to five candidates, one through five. You don't have to vote for five. Let me say that again. You do not have to vote for five. You can vote for one if you choose. You can vote for two, or you can vote for all five. My wife and I, we went in to First Baptist Church out in East Elmhurst yesterday to do early voting. And for mayor, I voted for two, my first choice and my second choice. That's fine. On the other candidates, I only voted for one. And by the way, when you go in and look at that ballot, look at it very carefully because they have on the same page, they have two different categories. And if you're not careful, you might miss it. One of the things I noticed is they did have a kind of a micro, what do you call it, a magnifying sheet that I had noticed, but my wife had picked it up. And so you can look at the names because these names are so small. You need a magnifying sheet in order to do it. But again, you can vote for just one if you choose. The one thing that you cannot do is vote five times or three times or more than one time for your first choice. Let me say that again. You cannot vote more than once for the candidate your first choice, or for that matter, your second or third choice for that matter. If you do that, your ballot will be disqualified. Please don't let your ballot be disqualified. If you only want to vote once, just hit that your first candidate one time, and that's it. So I hope I've been able to explain that to you in a way that will be helpful, and we really hope people will turn out in large numbers tomorrow to vote. We've got to get into the habit. We have to get into the habit of voting in order to actually. We're going to need it. Marching on ballot boxes in the face of voter suppression is going to be huge. Maybe not so much in New York, but to our friends and allies all across the country. Again, we're opening our phones. We're waiting for Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. She will be calling in. There is not a number for her. She will be calling in if she does, fine. If not, you are the show for today. So we're hoping that you will call in. Otherwise, I'll end up talking and talking and talking. You don't want to do that. Again, waiting for our first callers at 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. A large field. Everybody wants to be mayor of New York. And it's been some controversy in the last 24 hours. You know, people are saying, oh, well, maybe people are teaming up to stop people of color from, person of color from winning, even though the persons who teamed up are both people of color. It's kind of a little crazy, you know. It gets like that, you know. It can get a little difficult, particularly at the end when people start really coming at each other very, very hard. Push all to the side. You select the person you feel is going to be best at this moment. Law and order is a big issue. Increase in these shootings and actually the killings is really something that people are feeling very, very deeply, particularly just so many innocent, I mean, just random shootings. Random in the sense that people who have nothing to do with who was supposed to be attacked, whatever the motive is. We saw one just the other day, this kid scrambling around, little kids getting shot. So that really, really drives up your juices. And people start saying, well, maybe we should, you know, go back to stop and frisk, or maybe we should do this, or maybe we should do that. I mean, you know, who knows? People may want the National Guard. I mean, we start getting into, you know, a law and order mode, and understandably so, even though, you know, that may not be the best thing. I certainly don't support that, but we can understand why people are very, very concerned. 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877. We'll get you into the conversation right now as we're the question is rapid fire, and we hope we get a number of callers in. The question is, who is your choice for mayor? I assume that there are some people in our audience who are going to vote tomorrow. Who is your choice for mayor and why? Call us and give us your explanation. And the phones are wide open right now. There's no one on the line, so you can call right now and get into the conversation immediately. 212-209-2877. Again, if Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee joins us, we'll be talking about Juneteenth and reparations. And in that regard, and you know, someone may want to call and comment on this, actually. Some people were saying, well, do we really need another holiday? What we really need is the George Floyd bill, or the Breathe Act, or the John Lewis Voting Rights bill, or the bill. There's a huge $5 billion pot in the infrastructure bill, the bigger package, not the skinny package that's out there that's only going to do with the sort of traditional infrastructure. So there are some people who are saying, yeah, let's celebrate and all that, but we really, at this stage, this time for celebration is over. Time now is to really, really get at the heart of structural institutional racism, and we want to actually get into the mix of things. So let's go back to our listening audience and get it kicked off. Again, the question is, who is your pick for mayor of New York and why? Let's go to our first caller. Good afternoon. You're on the Rapid Pod. This is a rapid poll here on Vantage Point. You're on the air.
Hi. How you doing? My name is Kenny. I think Eric Adams will be the best guy for the job.
And why?
This crime thing, it's getting out of hand. I have never seen it like this before. Yeah. Well, I just hope he comes out the victor here, yeah, because the other ones, they're talking a lot of BS. So we don't need no police aid. If we didn't have police aid, it'll be a wild, wild west.
Uh huh. All right, my caller. Appreciate it so much. Yeah, there is the defund the police is an issue. And back and forth, people are debating that. Though I would say that in reality, the people who have called for defunding the police are not literally calling for defunding the police, as in there will be no police. They're really talking about how do you shift some of those resources for social workers, for counselors, for services, for jobs, and a number of other things that they think may mitigate the damage. Let's continue our rapid fire poll, 212-209-2877. Let's go back to our audience. Good afternoon. You're on Vantage Point. Good afternoon. You're on the line. Who is your pick for mayor and why?
Okay, is it me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, my pick is Eric Adams, but I do have some questions because he's been there, done that. He's lived it, fought it, and he knows politics, he knows neighborhoods, he knows people, good and bad. But my question is, and I can understand why, now all of a sudden they're bringing up all these, I don't know how bogus they are, they're bringing up all these charges against Eric Adams. And I don't care if it's the truth or the untruth. To me, he's the best man for the job because of his experience.
All right. Well, thank you much. Really appreciate it. It gets that way near the end of a campaign, by the way. Sometimes they'll throw everything at you but the kitchen sink. And some of that is apparently happening. There are people, Andrew Lang is getting slammed for some of the things that he talked about. Some people are slamming he and I didn't bring my sheet with me that I took to the polling place, but the former, let me not even deal with that. So let's go to our next caller. Good afternoon. You're on Vantage Point. Who are you supporting for mayor and why?
Is it me?
Yes, it's you.
Good afternoon. I am supporting Maya Wiley.
Maya Wiley, okay.
Because she has a social justice background and she understands that police do not solve problems of crime. They're issues of injustice, inequity, that are the causes of crime. She's going to provide policing, but she is going to deal with the issues that cause crime.
All right. Okay. Appreciate your opinion. Eric Adams, so far a meeting, but we got a call in for Maya for mayor. That's her slogan. She is, in fact, the candidate that's been endorsed by most of the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, including, I think, the Working Families Party, though that may not be correct, but certainly the progressive wing is supporting Maya Wiley. Others can call at 212-209-2877. You won't have to wait long. Let's keep it going here. If Congresswoman Sheila Lax Jackson Lee calls, fine, but if not, I got my audience, my super sensitive, conscious, politically ready to rock audience at WBAI to carry us through on this very crucial topic. Everybody, there's a field of at least eight candidates running for mayor. And some I wasn't even aware of. I didn't know who they were and so forth, but it's a good thing that people want to run for mayor of the city of New York. We need people to run. We need to get in there. Get in there, and if you don't think it's clean enough, go in there and clean it up. Follow the example of Inez Barron and Charles Barron, revolutionaries in office or progressives, or whatever you call yourself. Get in there and get it moving. 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. Who is your pick for mayor and why? Again, who is your pick for mayor and why? So far, we have three people who've called in supporting Eric Adams and one for Maya Wiley. You may call, you may choose anybody you choose. By the way, you don't have to identify yourself. Fine, this is anonymous. You don't have to say who you are. You know, maybe, you know, if you do, that's fine, but you don't have to. Let's see. Let's continue to plug the number here because we have open lines right now. Instantly, you can get in 30 to 45 seconds, 212-209-2877. And again, there are issues that have emerged. The issue of housing as well is a big issue. that's come up. Sean Donovan? Is it Sean Donovan? Former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development under Obama administration, is he staked that out as a major cause, you know, getting housing ready. And, you know, some people have supported him in that regard. But this law and order issue, without question, has emerged as a major issue in the campaign. And, you know, one of the things that we're going to talk about in the future is again, what do we think can be done about it? Because it's gut-wrenching. I mean, it just hurts to see. I mean, you don't want to see anyone hurt, anyone shot or stabbed or anything like that. In fact, one of Eric Adams' campaign persons got stabbed in the back at a campaign appearance. I mean, it's just scary what is happening. So we've got to get this under control. The question is, how do you get under control and do it in a way that protects, at least from my perspective, people's civil liberties and their civil rights. But yet there's no question that something needs to be done. 212-209-2877. We have a long way to go and a lot of people who can call in. If you're planning to vote and you want to call in and give your opinion, you're welcome to do so. And it's anonymous. You don't have to necessarily say who you are. We just want to get a sense, a pulse of the awesome WBAI audience, at least those who listen in to Vantage Point. Again, 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877. Open lines, you can get in instantly, right now, immediately. And we have lots of lines that you can call into on this matter. Again, we at some point will be talking about this issue of crime and law and order and whatnot. One of the issues too, in addition to COVID, is the fact that there are not enough mental health facilities out here. And it may have been Maya Wiley who said the biggest mental health facility is Rikers Island. I mean, why is it that jails or the facilities, psychiatric wards and jails have become the substitute for a vitally needed service? We need to have mental health services available in the community. We've had situations, people who were, we know who were shot and killed on calls dealing with people who had mental issues. And the police came in and, you know, instead of handling it in terms of de-escalation, the use of techniques that psychologists and psychiatrists or social workers would use, they ended up, person mentally disturbed, needing services, ends up dead. That should not happen in New York, should not happen in the United States of America, period. But it is happening. And so, again, this issue of mental health services, how is that going to be handled by the next mayor? There is a discussion about universal basic income, and that's one of the calling cards for Andrew Yang, is this whole notion of cash payments. Now, by the way, the idea of cash payments is really universal basic income. There are a lot of cities who are actually experimenting with that, including Newark, New Jersey. The Honorable Roz J. Baraka has instituted a program for universal basic income, which, by the way, comes from Dr. Martin Luther King's Economic Bill of Rights that he was fighting for at the end of his life. And that is to say that, you know, at least the way he articulated it, is that there should be a floor beneath which no American should fall, no resident, no person in this country should fall in terms of income so that they can have a decent living. The universal basic income, Stockton, California, is another city that is experimenting with it. Jackson, Mississippi, Mayor Chokwe Antar Lumumba is also experimenting with it. It is really the notion that, because there's this whole idea that poor people or average ordinary people can't manage their own money. They can't manage a budget. Well, the fact of the matter is people don't have no money. I mean, they're struggling there. It's very difficult. And so the notion is, if you give people a monthly stipend of X numbers of dollars, they will manage it. manage it effectively and efficiently, and it will help the quality of your life, and it can eventually help to uplift them or pull them out of poverty. And I must say, it is working. So let me just say that, you know, this is not an endorsement of Andrew Yang for sure, but it's simply saying that this is not a crazy idea. It is an idea that is being tested, and is being tested by some African-American progressive mayors around the country who are also dealing with them. All right, let's go back to our listening audience. And again, the phones are wide open at 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877. Who is your pick for mayor and why? Let's go to our next caller. Good afternoon. You're on Vantage Point. You're on the air. Caller, you're on the air. It's you.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. You're on the air.
Okay, hey, I'm on the air. I don't know too much about these people running for mayor, but, you know, I kind of trust AOC and Bernie Sanders, and I think they're pointing to that Wiley gal.
So Maya woman, lady. Yeah. Maya Wiley, yes. I think both of them are supporting.
What am I, a sexist now?
No, I'm just saying, but you should. Yeah. It's not that you're a sexist. It's not an intentional thing. I'm just saying that.
You let her know if she has a problem. I'll give her my phone number. She could talk to me. But anyway, what I'm concerned about is I live on Long Island, and I work in the city, and I can't vote. And these people are gonna have policies that are gonna affect me. Okay, so a large part of the people who work in the city, Queens, Bronx, Manhattan, and Brooklyn, are people from Long Island, and we don't get to vote for the mayor.
Right. That's a good idea. Well, you know, you get to vote for the mayor where you live. And one of the things that is the residence requirement has been hotly debated, because some people believe that in terms of the vital services, firefighters and police officers, that we'd be better served if, in fact, there were a residency requirement where the people who actually are in the police department actually live in the city, if not the neighborhood in itself. But you do get to vote. You get to vote where you are, and there is a way in which these policies might, in some way, be replicated or have some impact. There's no question about that. But the remedy is
if you're working in Manhattan, you're spending a large part of your life, your whole career, like 20 years, you know, 40 years or whatever, and those policies in Manhattan affect you and your work and your career and stuff, you're going to have no say over that. So they need to extend that to Long Island.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we hear your perspective. Appreciate it. Others can call at 212-209-2877. Who is your choice for mayor and why? So far, we have three people for Eric Adams, two people for Maya Wiley. Let's see if there are others out there, other candidates. You can choose whomever you want. I'm just giving you the tally so far. Let's go back to our listening audience. Caller, you're on the air. You're on Vantage Point.
Hi. I go for Maya Wiley. I think she's got a good record, and she's more progressive on issues. Adams, I'm afraid, will bring back really repressive policing, like with Diallo and Doris Mond. And he's very, very pro-development, and they all seem to support more charter schools, and we've been working to help public schools for years. So I think we need to stay looking. When you mentioned all the need for mental health workers, we need that. And we need policing where it works and makes sense. Bring back community policemen. I have not seen a cop in my street for 15 years. We need to walk around and get to know people. Thank you.
Well, I have to say that that's one of the ideas I absolutely support. I think that not riding around in a car, I really think that getting out, walking a beat like it used to be back in the day, I think is an incredible, powerful idea. You get to know people, you get to meet people, you get to build relationships. And in that situation, you're not so quick to shoot somebody. You're not even so quick to arrest somebody. Sometimes you just say, look, I'm going to take you home to your mother and your father, or to somebody that can check you and your behavior. So I'm hoping that some of those ideas do sink in. Thank you, caller. Really, really appreciate you calling to express your opinion. So now we have 3-3, right? It's tightening up here. 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. 30 to 45 seconds to give your rapid opinion on who are you supporting for mayor and indeed why. Let's go to our listening audience. Good afternoon. You're on Vantage Point.
Yes, good afternoon. Initially, I wasn't going to go for anybody, but I think I might go for Maya Wiley since AOC and Bernie Sanders endorsed her, because I noticed that the Queen's political machine is back in Eric Adams, and I think that's going to lead to neoliberalism. So I think I'm going to go with Maya Wiley.
All right. Okay. So you support the again, you're looking for the most progressive candidate as reflected by people whom you know and trust as progressives. All right. Okay. Others can call at 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. Let's go back to our listening audience. Good afternoon. You're on Vantage Point. Good afternoon, caller. You're on.
Hello.
You're on the air. How are you this afternoon?
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay. I was just having trouble. My picks are McGuire and Maya Wiley. I hope to see them work together one day.
And wait a minute. Wait a minute. You said two people. Speak more clearly, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's McGuire and Maya Wiley.
McGuire and Maya Wiley. Is McGuire your first choice?
Yeah. Well, I haven't decided which is going to be the first or second, but those are my two. I will be voting for both.
Okay. All right. Well, so do you like the ranked choice system?
Yes.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? Gives you see you can decide and you can. You could choose, and that way you can have a say about the outcome, because however you do it, you might do one or two, or however you flip it, you're actually going to be casting two votes, and that can contribute, to one of those candidates winning, even if it's not your first choice, maybe it'll be your first choice. All right. Appreciate so much your call. All right, others can call as we continue this effort. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, we're waiting on. I hope her staff gives her the number to call in, because she is calling me and I'm on the air. So that won't work out. I really would like to hear from our Congresswoman, but we did pass on scrupulous instructions giving her staff the call-in number to WBAI, the guest call-in number, so maybe someone will get that to her. But in the meantime, we have a great audience. I am enjoying this thoroughly, and we hope people will get out there and vote. They're excited about the ranked choice voting system. I think it's a great idea. I unabashedly endorse that. And let's get your opinions now on which candidate are you supporting and why. 212-209-2877. By the way, we have a lot of open lines, so line up and get in there. 212-209-2877. Let's go back. Caller, you're on the air. Hello. You're on the air. Who's your choice?
Maya Wiley.
All right, Maya Wiley.
The reason is she's a defense attorney. She has young children. She knows what's going on in the city. She's not a newcomer. And I've already told the people in her camp, I'm a registered nurse, I'm retired, but why, when our guys are out there and they have a stick in their hand or a knife and they call in the cops? The cops goes there, boom, boom, they kill them. What happened to bringing back the retired nurses and others to get, we don't even need too much training, so we can prevent our men from getting killed by the cops? I already put that out there. So this is my number one. They're not supposed to be shooting them like that because they have a mental problem. We need people who could talk them out of this thing, and they will listen to, especially us females. They will listen. And you save that person's life, and you never know what they'll turn out to be. But every time they get someone, they're dead. Six bullets. Oh, everybody's firing. As though they are non-human. They are a non-person. This should not happen. And I already told them, like I said, this is one of the reasons I want her to look into this thing thoroughly and very quickly. When
all
she
right.
becomes Madam Mayor.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate your call. So we now have six for Maya Wiley. She's pulling away. Eric Adams has three. One for McGuire. We have other callers stacked up. That's a good thing. Let's get them in to our rapid poll here on WBAI election eve coverage. 212-209-2877. Others can call. Let's go to our next caller. Good afternoon. You're on Vantage Point.
Hello. I'm going to put Diane Morales in the race now.
Okay, Diane Morales. Okay.
Yeah, she's my favorite. Milo Wiley is my second. I think Diane Morales is the most progressive and really. I like to like her way in debates. She's and her background is inspiring. However, the fact
when you talk about her background, what about her background do you like in terms of Morales?
She was a teacher in the public school. She was the head of a nonprofit organization, and she just is just right on all the issues. However, the fact that you know, I guess I have to play realpolitik. That's the right term for Milo Wiley wants to beat Adam, so maybe I should make Milo Wiley my first, my second. I'm not sure how to work the ranked system.
Well, that's easy. That's one of the great things you do, by the way, this way with this ranked choice voting. Morales can be your first choice, and then right. You go down to your second choice, and you find Morales, and you pencil her in. And that's what makes it so beautiful. So if your first choice doesn't win, there's a good possibility maybe your second choice will win.
Yeah, right. So are you suggesting that my thought about that I was going to make Morales my first choice, but the fact that Wiley has more of a chance to win, I was thinking maybe I should make Wiley my first and Morales my second. Is that good thinking?
No. I mean, I can't think for you. I'm just saying you should. The beauty of this is you should vote for whom you really think is your first choice.
Okay.
But by choosing your second choice, what happens is that you may end up in a situation where your second choice wins. But here's the other thing is there are going to be other people who are going to pick who are going to be picking. Let's say Morales for their second choice or their first choice. You see what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, that's why it's going to take a minute. Then you tally up who has the most votes, which makes it beautiful because you know what I mean. You really get a chance to say I'm not confined to just one candidate. I like two or three of them or all of them, however you want to say it. But in your instance, it's two, and that gives you an opportunity to select those two. I think it's a great system.
I don't have to play politics. I vote my conscience. And
that's right. You can vote your conscience, and that's what makes this.
I just say one quick thing before I hang up.
Go ahead.
I was going to vote for three more to get my five choices. It was going to be Stringer and Donovan and Garcia. Besides all the issues of that you've been talking about that are very important to me. I'm also very passionate about non-human rights. And there's an animal rights organization that sends each candidate a form to fill out to see where they stand on that issue, especially with the cattle horses, et cetera. And Yang was atrocious, so he doesn't make for me on the list at all. And the others, who didn't turn theirs in. So right. I'm not even going to vote for them. I'm just going to vote for Morales and Wiley, and
Okay, all right. That's an issue you feel very strongly. I appreciate it so much. All right, others can call 212-209-2877. I'm enjoying this, and I appreciate you calling and expressing your opinion. Others in the audience can hear what you have to say. They can deliberate on what you have to say. I think it's a great conversation to have on the eve of the election. 212-209-2877. Let's go to our next caller. Good afternoon. You're on Vantage Point.
Yes, hello.
Hello, yes. Who is your choice for mayor and why?
Yes, it's got to be Eric Adams. All the money is on Eric Adams. All the money, from the billionaires are going to Eric Adams. Eric Adams is proven himself as a person who will guide the New York City back to the days of Giuliani and Bloomberg. No nonsense. I know people think he was progressive. He's gonna pay back to all the people that donated and helped him guide him through the career. He did it in the casino resorts. He paid off. He sold out. He's going to sell out again. And I'm voting for one person, Eric Adams. He is the one.
All right, you're gonna do a single shot for Eric Adams. All right, appreciate your call. All right, others can also give us a call at 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. Our previous caller says all of the money is on Eric Adams. So if the money's on Eric Adams, he's betting on Eric Adams too. 212-209-2877. Let's go back to our listening audience. Good afternoon. You're on Vantage Point. Who are you supporting for mayor and why?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yes, I think I would go for Wiley, way over Adams. I do not trust him with his police background and his development. I would go Stringer with a progressive history and Morales. I think that Yang has this very upbeat campaign, which is indicative, reminds me of Reagan, but that's how you get people to think you got something. But I think it's just all fluff. He's just too business friendly. I think we have to go with a progressive person for our city, and we do have to fight crime, and I think we have to do it with her. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, and you stayed right within the time limit. Really, really appreciate that. I've let people go a little bit longer. You know, I don't really want to cut people off in that regard. Let's continue our conversation. Again, 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. Let's go to our next caller. Good afternoon. You're on Vantage Point.
Hey, good afternoon. Great show. My name is David. Great show. I'm calling about something that's been dragging on since the pandemic is supposed to be over. I'm a group of substitute teachers. We're called Substitute Matters. We're in New York. And there's about 500 of us. And we're a little miffed and upset and whatever because last spring, and I'm going to say this on their behalf, last spring, if it wasn't for them and us, the schools wouldn't have been open. And during the summer, the rec centers, the regional enrichment centers for essential workers, that wouldn't have been open. And this past fall, we worked. I just got done from a long-range stint as a hybrid teacher. And my point is, the State Department of Labor and the Department of Education are still chasing us, chasing them. So they're on.
Well, wait. I got all that. But who are you supporting for mayor and why? That's what we're talking about.
We've been approached by everybody, but we're not supporting anyone because the problem is with the union is when you start supporting someone, then they forget about you and all that. We're not going to step over the UFP. We pay dues.
All right. All right. So you're not supporting anybody for mayor.
No, we can't. We're not going to. We're just putting our shout out. I love your.
All right. So when it comes to when you go vote tomorrow, you're going to vote. You are personally going to vote for all other offices, but you will not vote for mayor.
No, we're going to vote for mayor, but I'm not going to. It's all personalized. It's all up to us individually. We did not tell any of our members to.
Well, that's what I'm asking. I'm not asking you who your union supported. I ask you who are you voting for and why.
All right. I'm sorry. Thank you for that clarification. Well, if I'm leaning towards anyone, I would be leaning towards Mr. Stringer because he knows the finances of the city, and I would arguably argue that the city is in financial trouble. And if not for him, I would go with Mr. Adams. So that's it.
All right. Thank you very much. 1-2, Stringer Adams, our caller. Lots of issues that his union is dealing with. I'm not saying those are not valid issues, but we want to know what your personal opinion is, not the position. That we know that different unions have lined up to support different candidates. I don't want to begin to reel off what union is supporting is. Any of these different candidates, and I'm not saying that negatively, I'm just saying that different unions have supported different candidates for different reasons. We have some open lines at 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877. Let's go to our next caller for our WBAI instant poll from our audience. Good afternoon, caller. You're on Vantage Point. Who are you supporting for mayor and why?
Hi, thanks. It's Russell. Dr. Ron, I'm supporting Stringer, and so is the UFP. That guy was wrong. But I'd like to ask you, Who would have access to 30-year-old New York State Labor Department records to find a 19-year-old girl to make a claim like that? Who do you think would have access?
I don't know. I could not answer that question. I'm not qualified to answer that.
I think the governor of the state of New York would have instant access to New York State Labor Department records. And the reason that Scott Stringer is the target of this smear campaign is because Andrew Cuomo is afraid that Scott Stringer is the only one that won't let Andrew Cuomo steal our lunch money here in New York City. Don't you think that's true, that people are going to vote their aspirations first, but when you make a practical choice in your second position, you're going to pick Scott Stringer?
Right. All right. Well, that's your opinion. Appreciate it. I'm not taking a position on that. That's not my role today. I'm just wanting to hear what our listening audience has to say. But we appreciate you calling and expressing your opinion and sharing ideas that others should be chewing up, chewing around, thinking about, debating as we get ready to go to the polls tomorrow. If you have not already done so, my wife and I, we're within four blocks of a instant, early voting place. And we went yesterday and we voted early, and it was smooth. A lot of people were signing up. It was beautiful to see people exercising their democratic right. 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. Good afternoon, caller. You're on Vantage Point.
Hi, is this my turn?
Yeah, you're on. Your turn.
Okay, thank you. So, ranking Diane Morales 1. Ranking 2, Maya Wiley. Ranking 3, Karina Garcia, if I'm saying that name correctly. Not sure. And
Garcia,
voting no,
that's right,
on the referendum and BAI. Thanks, Ron. Bye.
All right. Okay, thank you. All right. She got it in. 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. Appreciate you still listening, by the way. 212-209-2877. We have some open lines, so get right in there. Get right in there and give your opinion. 30 to 45 seconds. People have been very good about it, sharing information and telling why. The rank choice system is really, I think, an incredible one, because you get a chance to vote for up at least 5 times if you choose to, for your top 5 choices, if you choose to. But you don't have to. In fact, someone called a minute ago and they're shooting one, they're just voting for one candidate. And you can do that, or you can vote for 2 or 3 or whatever. But the one thing you should not do and cannot do is vote for your first choice or any of your choices more than one time, because you want your ballot to count, and that will disqualify you. So we don't want your ballot disqualified. There's enough voter suppression and shenanigans going on already. So please, we want your vote to count. Plenty of open lines at 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877. Let's go to our next caller. Good afternoon. You're on Vantage Point.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Sam Greenblatt of Booton. I'm just calling. We got to vote for Curtis Sliwa because he ain't going
to. Oh, Curtis Sliwa on the Republican side. He's a Republican, right?
Oh, yeah. He's the best. He's the second coming of Jesus Christ.
All right. The second coming of Jesus Christ. Okay. All right. Well, we got one for Curtis Sliwa on the Republican side. The founder of, what's the name? Well, the Guardian Angels, right? Curtis Sliwa,
yes.
All right, on the Republican side, he gets one. Others can call. Others got open lines. Open lines. We have a few more minutes. Let's get as many in as possible over the next 9 minutes or so. 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. Good afternoon. You're on Vantage Point.
Hello?
Hello. You're on the air.
Yeah. I think Maya Wiley, not that I know that much about it, because I'm 81 and I have a one of those killer conditions that I can't go outside too much, but she's interested in bringing in people that can cater to a person that's troubled at the moment, and, you know, besides just police with guns. But I don't care who we vote for. I just want to say this. Unless we curb a lot of the anger that we justifiably have, but there's no such thing as justice. By that I mean that comes from man. It doesn't come with life from coming forth. since forever in the universe.
Okay, appreciate your call. We want to try to squeeze a couple of more calls in. We're just going to take two more callers. Good afternoon. You're on Vantage Point. You've got 30 to 45 seconds to give your opinion of who you're voting for and why.
Thanks for having me on, Chris, from Brooklyn. I'm voting ranking number one. I hope everybody will join me in Art Chang, not to be confused with Andrew Yang. Art Chang, please rank him number one. I think he represents a candidate who is not an enforcer of laws or a bureaucrat, but somebody who's managed a lot of organizations. Chang.nyc is where you can find out more information. Certainly, if you have other choices in your top five, go for it and rank them. But I think let's make a statement about a different kind of mayor for New York with voting for Art Chang, number one on our ballot tomorrow.
All right. Thank you much. Really appreciate it. Let's take our final caller. Our final caller is going to really tell us what it's all about. Good afternoon. You're the final caller in our poll for the day. Who is your candidate and why?
Okay, I don't have a candidate, but I'm wondering why the Constitution is not...
Are you going to vote tomorrow?
No, I'm not going to vote tomorrow.
Okay, if you're not going to vote tomorrow, then that's a different conversation. This was for people who were calling who wanted to give their choice. I don't know whether we have another caller, but if we do have another caller, let's go to our next caller and final caller. Do we have another caller? If we have one more,
yes.
Squeeze it. All right, well, that's it for today. Anyway, I love this. This was great. Eric Adams had four. Maya Wiley had eight. McGuire one. Morales two. Stringer two. Chang one. And Curtis Sliwa on the Republican side had one. So it was great. I really enjoyed this, having people call in. We try to get as many as possible. Really, really, really want people to get out there tomorrow and vote. Don't forget, it's ranked choice voting. Take your time. Don't let nobody hurry you up. There is a magnifying sheet that you can see, and it's very important because when I was, you have on the same page, it may have mayor and your borough president. On the other side, it may have the controller and the advocate, for example. And you have to look very, very, very closely for that. And then there's judges on the backside. And that was, so you have to be very careful. Don't let anybody rush you. You take your time and you pick five if you want to, or two or three or whatever. But the main thing is this is an opportunity for you to vote your choices. And it will take a while for them to unpack it, but it means that you can vote your conscience. You can vote for who you really believe in. Then your second choice and your third choice right down the line. And WBAI tomorrow will have coverage. We'll be definitely covering everything tomorrow, letting you know exactly what's coming out with all the different elections, interviewing candidates, people who are out there voting and all that. So the place to be tomorrow night is here on WBAI for our election coverage. This is the professor, Dr. Ron Daniels. Have so enjoyed this program today on Election Eve. You know I believe in voting and engagement and participation. And I really think this is something we're going to have to get used to, it because we have got to use our ballot and our marching and boycotting, all of those things, to create a more perfect union. So we're going to see you again here next week. Well, I guess I won't be here next week. Next week is going to be a special fundraising show. But 2 weeks hence, I'll be back here on Vantage Point. There's no guarantee.